Dear William, I'm writing to thank you for the chapbook that you sent me, Poems for Money, the fourth that you've written this year, and yet another tour de force, a brilliant piece of art. William, I confess that lately I have not written a thing. I've been meaning to write a play called Mean People in Love, a simple play about low-down mean scoundrels who injure and hurt and steal and plunder and basically destroy the lives of everyone around them. You know the type. Mean people. Yet, mean people in love. I'm thinking of something short, nothing firm here. It's still in the idea stage, nothing on paper. It occurred to me that those mean people who do all those horrific things, cold, brutal people with real sociopathic tendencies, those people fall in love, too. I mean, you see it, don't you? They fall in love. I mean, Hitler was in love, wasn't he? Richard Nixon walked through dooms of love. Look at Nancy Reagan and that poor drooling cowboy. Look at her wiping the spittle from his chin. That's love. Look at Nancy Reagan. Look at Henry Kissinger. Here's a guy who probably ordered dozens of executions. Who has reasoned and justified wholesale costs of human life. Anyway, did you hear that guy on the phone when they asked him about Princess Diana? That was sincere grief, William. That man was choking back tears. He called her a close personal friend. It was touching. He said he felt a deep personal loss. Mean people in love. I mean, mean people. Mean people in love. Ordinary, nasty people. People who are walking weapons. People with large chips. People with resentments. Savage people, cruel people, they fall in love. There's something unfair about that. Yet, there's something deeply touching about it, too. I've also been thinking about writing a play called American Inferno. One word. About terrorists. Again. I know. Again. Terrorists. I don't know, William. Something about terrorists. I'm drawn to terrorism. In some ways, it seems central to the way that we experience the world now. When I say we, I don't just mean us, you know. I mean, everyone I know is haunted by real and imagined acts of terror. Images, sounds, crumpled up bodies, and all the blood. It's not fear. It's dread. It's hanging out there now, all around us. Don't get me wrong. I get no thrill from U-Hauls filled with fertilizer. I get no kick from mail bombs. But this type of thing I rubberneck, I guess. I guess we all do. Pass by warily, wondering when the same thing will happen to us, and if it'll even get covered on the news. I think that we need to think about these things, William, about the OK bomber and the Unabomber and hell, the suicide cult and the Branch Davidians and all that, how it ties together, how it all ties together, especially how we're fed it, how the media cycle has transformed the life cycle. Maybe I'm obsessed with cycles. A lot of this makes me uncomfortable, especially when I wonder if I've been completely programmed, not by any specific malevolent entity, but some kind of group mind that controls the limits of my language, my thought even, some invisible, undirected force that writes the way I see the world. So anyway, William, I was sitting on my couch and I was thinking about these things, about how incredibly pathetic the media is, about how blood-hungry everyone seems, and you know, like the Johnny Versace thing, which got me just totally sickened. The editor of Vogue crying, well, near monogrammed tears, talking to Ted Koppel. Yuck. The sense that I got when they found the guy, Cunanan, dead, the media, they were left completely in the lurch. They were disappointed with the fact that there was another corpse, but they were hurt and confused by the fact that the whole story was sewed up within a week. They didn't even get enough use out of the graphics. Then I saw this rerun Jenny Jones show about the Unabomber. Jenny's star expert guest panel was filled with, like, the milkman who saw him on the road once, and a woman who'd been in his biology lab in college, along with the usual guy who wrote a book on serial killers. I think they have him on call at all times. He's on, like, every 2 weeks. Anyway, Jenny's directing the conversation, and all she can ask about is his hygiene. Was he dirty? Did he clean his room? Was he unkempt? Did he floss? I mean, after a minute or so, it becomes clear that Jenny has got her own personal theory on the whole causality issue. For her, terrorism is explicitly linked to poor personal hygiene, which got me thinking, This lady is way too caught in her Freudian stages and so clinging to the virtues of normalization, I had to turn the channel. I had to, and then I was watching Jeopardy, and you know that show. There's this whole element of triviality, the pointlessness of all that useless fact can suck me in for the whole half hour 9 times out of 10, and if you watch it enough, you get kind of a sense of what's going on in Alex's world. Like, when he gets into a cool mood, like this show. Some guy offered up some predictably off question to the answer, Yuan Batur, and Alex just skewers him as he replies, I think you're thinking of Boutros Boutros-Ghali, who is, of course, not a country, but in fact a human being, and furthermore, not from anywhere near that part of the world. In fact, from an entirely different continent. Pretty much humiliating the guy, this geometry teacher from Spokane. And you could tell he was enjoying it. Alex was rubbing this guy's face in the dirt. So I thought, what if Alex Trebek and Jenny Jones and Ted Kaczynski and Timothy McVeigh and Lee Harvey Oswald, what if they were all involved in some kind of meta-theatrical space that took the staged form of a quiz show but retained some sense of a Sartrean hell? Well, that could work, don't you think? They'd fit together. I'm not sure how. I think I'll work on it soon. I've been reading too much Beckett lately, William. I think it's been destructive. I can't go on. I really can't go on. I can't stop. I'll go on. Something incredibly pathetic about it, but you can't help but identify with the pathos. It sucks you in. Some sort of makes me want to lie down in the gutter and suck on some stones or something. I've been meaning to write some poetry, William. I haven't touched this stuff in years. I've been thinking of writing a series of poems about my cat, Maestro. Christ, that sounds pathetic, but he's an entertaining cat, and I have this sense that somehow he's the objective correlative for all the thinking I've ever done about relativity, which, granted, is not much. I've only skimmed. I've got no real conception of theoretical physics, but the idea appeals to me. That's what's not been going on, William. Lately, I haven't written a thing.